Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nanette Burr of Dallas tripped and fell on a massive 4-inch-high crack in a sidewalk in her neighborhood. She broke her ankle and is on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars in medical bills. The city is giving her nothing.
I still think it's the city's issue is to maintain this, even though there are roots and stuff growing through it. It's a city sidewalk.
Sort of. If a bad sidewalk is reported, Dallas will split the repair costs 50-50 with a property owner. But our investigation found that over a 5-year period, more than 50 people rang up hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills because of injuries from trips on sidewalk cracks. Records show all the claims were rejected, and the city is 51-0 in not paying claims. Attorney Jeff Shore, who has tried to sue the city, says there's a big hurdle. The city has to know about the problem ahead of time.
Typically, the city's not going to give you any proof that they had prior notice. You have to go find it.
The city would not conduct an interview for this story, instead sending an email saying all claims are investigated and if there is liability or fault, it will act. But what if nobody ever reports the problem and the injured person is from out of town? Claude Kissman of Austin found out the hard way through a hard fall that the city has no interest in accepting responsibility.
I tripped and I made about 3 steps and my body head was way out in front of my feet. And I hit the concrete.
Kissman busted up his elbow in a fall in front of the Crown Plaza Hotel, filed a claim February 8, 2013. That was rejected, the city claiming it had no prior knowledge of the problem. But Kissman's claim meant the city did have notice, at least after he filed it. Still, our investigation found 3 weeks later, a second person fell over the same crack in front of Crown Plaza, and the city rejected her claim on grounds it knew nothing about the problem. The city again blamed the hotel, saying it was their issue.
It just tells me that you got a bureaucracy and they just ignore it, you know? They're just not going to mess with it, and they feel like they're free.
What's hard for the city to ignore is the example of an unpaid trip you will learn about in our final report. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.